Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy that you could be here today. It's unbelievable. I know the common theme is everyone saying, how can it be already just 1 week until Christmas? So thank you for joining us. Just a few housekeeping items. You can record this. We're also going to record it on our end and send it out in case anyone had a technical difficulty. So feel free to do that. We'll take questions at the end. We have a lot of different information to share today. And so we will kick things off. So it's my pleasure to get things going here at AAA's headquarters. So I'm Elizabeth Carey, the Director of Public Relations at AAA Western and Central New York. Thank you so much for being here today for our year-end holiday virtual press conference. We just wanted to share some important information of what we're seeing and what we're expecting from now until the end of the year. And that's a lot of hustle and bustle this year. So AAA is projecting 122 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home for the year-end holidays. And that's people that are going on vacations and also going to see loved ones. And we're really excited about these numbers because they are up compared to last year. So I know everyone's going to say, how can it be up again this year? But that is just the trend that we're seeing, where families want to get together. They want to enjoy experiences together. People want to travel with their loved ones. This is the perfect time to do it while school is out. So we're seeing a mix of things. Some people saying we want to be on vacation for Christmas or for New Year's Eve. Some people traveling in between those two holidays. Really things kicking off this Saturday, the 20th, which will be a very, very busy day. And then our travel forecast goes through January 1st. So there's going to be a lot going on. So in that time period, we do expect the majority of the people to take road trips. About 89% will travel by car. And that number is up compared to last year. So we're going to share some safety tips and how to be prepared before you hit the road today. And when it comes to air travel, also extremely busy, setting a new record with more than 8 million people traveling by air. That's up more than 2% compared to last year. So airports also going to be busy. So you'll get some expert advice from one of our travel advisors. And when you think about other forms of transportation, that could be buses, it could be cruise lines, and it could be trains, up 9% compared to last year. So a big jump there, especially with the return of cruising. You're going to hear about some of the trends, but let me let a little bit of the cat out of the bag here that cruising, extremely popular, warm weather destinations, island destinations. That's where people are looking to vacation for the year-end holidays, aside from, you know, grandma's house and going to visit the family and things like that. So we'll dig deeper into all of this. We'll take your questions at the end. And right now, it's my pleasure to introduce Beth Steves. She is a AAA travel advisor. Beth?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us. Thank you, Elizabeth. It's definitely going to be a busy holiday season. AAA is projecting a record 8.03 million travelers will take domestic flights this holiday season, which is up about 2.3% compared to last year. So you're probably wondering where people are headed. Tropical weather destinations are popular this time of year, as many people head to beach resorts to escape the lovely winter weather. Orlando is always at the top of the list in the US, followed by other Florida cities like Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and Tampa. In addition to several Florida destinations, Honolulu and Maui are also in the top 10 domestic list. Also on the top of the international destinations are the warm weather hotspots like Cancun, other places in the Caribbean, and the Bahamas. AAA car rental partner Hertz says that Orlando, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Miami, and Phoenix are the cities currently displaying the highest rental demand for the holidays, with most travelers picking up their vehicles this Saturday. With just over 8 million people taking to the skies this holiday season, airports are going to be extremely busy. Remember to arrive at least 2 hours before your flight, but if you're leaving from a busier airport, like one of the New York City areas and Atlanta, make sure to arrive even earlier just to be safe. And make sure the airline has your correct current contact information, and be sure to sign up for those text alerts or have the app installed to make sure you're getting the notifications for your flights. This is the best way to get the updates and any notifications on delays or cancellations. If you do experience a delay, speak to an airline representative or make sure you're calling a legitimate number and visit the accurate website. That way you get the correct airline assistance and you're not putting yourself at risk of falling prey to a scam. Jot down the airline's phone number or store it in your phone before you leave, just that way you have it handy just in case. And try to pack lightly so you can avoid checking a bag. If you have a carry-on bag and you experience a flight disruption, you're going to have all your belongings with you already. Reserve airport parking in advance if you can. And if you have AAA, you can always use the parking spot and get that discount. Travel insurance also helps with unforeseen events, and we are seeing more travelers looking to protect their trips in recent travels. And finally, remember to pack your patience. It's a busy, crazy time, and we want to make sure everyone has a safe and enjoyable holiday season. And now I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mark, who's going to talk about some tips and tricks for our road trippers.
All right, Beth, thank you very much. Great advice there. Hopefully, folks take it to heart. So, as Beth mentioned, we're going to talk about road trips now, gas prices, traffic congestion, things like that. Again, as a reminder, this data we're talking about falls in the window of December 20th to January 1st. That's the time frame for our AAA forecast. It's an extensive period of time, and there's going to be a lot of travel in between those dates. AAA is projecting 109.5 million Americans will travel by car to their holiday destination. No surprise. It is a record number. It's 2% higher than last year. And as Elizabeth alluded to, 89.4 million is the overall number. Another way to think about that is pretty much 9 out of 10 travelers are going to road trip. So why is road tripping so popular? Why destination this time of year? Well, there are a number of factors, but the two big ones are convenience and low cost. So from a convenience standpoint, there's no extra baggage fees in the trunk, right? You're not worried about arriving 2 hours early to the airport or a specific takeoff and landing time. You can kind of control the clock as it comes to car travel. So convenience, certainly a big factor for a lot of families. Low cost, lots of ways to look at this. But think about it this way. So a family of four decides to visit relatives in Philadelphia for the holidays. So everybody packs into a car and drives to Philly on a tank of gas. Or same family of four gets four plane tickets and flies to Philadelphia to see the relatives for the holiday. Same destination, two completely different price points. It really comes down to what works best for you and your family. But those are driving factors when it comes to people choosing to road trip for the holiday season. Let's talk specifically about gas prices. I think the main talking point here is this. This month, December, the national average for a gallon of regular gas dipped below $3 for the first time in 4.5 years. All the way back to May of 2021. So road trippers are definitely getting a break at the pump this holiday season. Specifically, as of this morning, the national average is $2.90. Comparatively, 1 year ago, it was $3.03. So not a massive savings, but every penny counts when you're budgeting a road trip, right? New York average, $3.08, a little bit higher. 1 year ago, $3.14. So a 6 cent difference, he said. Buffalo, $3.15. That's exactly the same as it was a year ago. Rochester, $3.14. Syracuse, $3.05. Those are both 10 cents cheaper than last year. So again, drivers are getting a bit of a break when it comes to gas prices. EV charging prices, the national average is 39 cents per kilowatt hour as of this morning. The New York average is 38 cents. So New York is right there in the median. Those who are driving electric in New York are pretty much where the national average is. So that's kind of what it looks like in terms of gas prices and EV charging prices. Traffic congestion, basically here we're talking about best and worst times to be on the road. AAA partners with a company called INRIX, and basically they specialize in transportation data and then the analysis of that data as well. So let's dive in here. First, a general rule of thumb as it comes to traffic congestion. This time of year, this holiday season, generally speaking, try to get on the road as early as possible in the early morning hours, say before 10 or 11 a.m. Try to avoid those peak congestion hours in the afternoon, mid-afternoon until early evening as well. That's the general rule of thumb. Let's take a look at some of the data a little more closely here. According to INRIX, you may find this interesting. I did. Christmas week is going to be the busier week on the roads as compared to New Year's week. So more people will be on the roads this coming week than they will the following week going into New Year's. So keep that in mind. Busiest days on the road, Elizabeth alluded to it, December 20th and 21st this coming weekend as folks head out for their holiday road trip. And December 26th, the day after Christmas. Those 3 days specifically will be the busiest days on the road this holiday season. December 20th, worst times to travel, according to INRIX, 12 to 8 p.m. Best time after 9 p.m. So I would just add one caveat to that. That's the data compiled by INRIX. At AAA, we would add another recommendation in terms of that consideration. It's always best to try to drive, particularly a longer road trip, at times of day when you're used to driving. Most people aren't used to taking long trips after 9 o'clock at night. That can bring in factors like drowsiness and distraction. So think about that as you plan your trip. If trying to get on the road at the best possible time is the driving factor on that date after 9 p.m., according to INRIX, is the best time, but maybe early morning might be better if you're more used to driving at that time of day. Sunday the 21st, worst time to travel, 1 to 7. Best time to travel, as I talked about, before 11 a.m. December 26th, the worst time to travel, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Best time to travel that day before 11 a.m. as well. So that general rule of thumb kind of plays out there. Couple of examples I want to give. We talked about going to bigger cities like New York City, Boston, Philly, D.C. So peak congestion in these major metros, as you might imagine, is going to be up significantly during the holiday period. INRIX looked at it. New York City, folks going out to the Hamptons on Long Island via the Long Island Expressway. Monday, December 22nd is going to be the worst day. 4:15 in the afternoon, your worst possible time. Estimated travel time, 2 hours, 23 minutes. That is a 90% increase over your typical commute in that direction. Lots more people on the road. Boston, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the destination. 95 North would be the route. Saturday, December 20th, 3:30 in the afternoon. Estimated travel time, 3 hours and 43 minutes. That's a lot of time. It's a 126% increase over the normal commute. And one last one, just to drive the point home, Washington to Baltimore. The Beltway is always a nightmare. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, Saturday, December 20th, 4:15 in the afternoon. Estimated travel time, 1 hour, 43 minutes. 133% increase in your normal travel time. So again, it's going to be busy on the roads, but especially around these major metros, you're going to want to build in some extra time as well. A couple of final thoughts before I finish up. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day, minimal traffic impact is expected, according to our partner at INRIX. But one thing to keep in mind about that, it doesn't factor in severe weather. It doesn't factor in crashes on the road as well. So as Beth alluded to, I will mention it as I wrap up as well. Whatever you're doing for the holiday, particularly if you're road tripping, pack your patience. You can make the best plan possible, leave at the ideal time of day to avoid the traffic and still run into traffic or severe weather. Pack your patience. The most important thing, it's great to get there on time, but it's more important to get there safely. So keep that in mind and have a safe and happy holiday. More on emergency road service, emergency kits, and winter driving. AAA Dispatch Manager Dan Fisher has that. Take it away, Dan.
Thanks, Mark. Hello, everyone. About 110 million people taking road trips over this this holiday period. So you're going to have a lot of company out there. Last year, during our year-end holidays, AAA responded nationally to over 860,000 roadside requests, helping stranded drivers. Most of those were issues like dead batteries, tires, fuel, delivery. So more of the lighter end, but certainly quite a few tows as well. New York was one of the top states with breakdowns, with more than 38,000 alone over that period last year. So in order to try and avoid being one of those 38,000 this year, we have some car prep tips for you and to avoid a breakdown. Get the car ready as soon as you can. We're getting a little bit of a reprieve from the weather today, which is great. So a good day to check your tire pressure, maybe get in for an oil change, have your battery tested, some things like that that you can do to avoid a breakdown. And you can have it looked over by a mechanic if you can get in there, but definitely recommended before you take a longer road trip. And wipers, I mentioned tire pressure, brakes with all the traffic congestion that Mark was alluding to, make sure that those feel good and that those are checked out. But really important to get your car checked out if you haven't done so in a while prior to a longer road trip. As you set out on the road, make sure you do have an emergency kit, because while we try and prevent as many breakdowns as we can, unfortunately, we know that certain things do happen and they may be out of your control. So some of those things that we want to put in the emergency kit, just a bucket or bag in the trunk is fine, but make sure you have a cell phone charger, maybe a charged power bank if you lose your vehicle power. So people, you can get a hold of people, you can get a hold of AAA, let them know where you are and that you need help. You can keep jumper cables in there. You can be a good Samaritan out there to somebody, or somebody could help you out if you find yourself dead in a parking lot there. And then some basic tools, just like a flashlight, screwdriver, duct tape, things like that. I always recommend too a first aid kit, something I forget pretty often, but Band-Aids, even Advil, Tylenol, things like that that you need. Just over a longer period. Now some things specific to the colder weather, warm clothes, extra warm clothes, blankets, water, snacks for people and whoever you're traveling with, whether that be your pet or younger children. Make sure you have snacks and things like that appropriate for who you're bringing with you, and also a snow shovel and maybe even kitty litter. Those things can help you dig out if you get stuck. Provide traction and help you get out of a slippery situation. And one other thing, just the most basic of winter driving, ice scraper, snow brush, make sure you brush your car off the whole way before you head out there. So snow doesn't blow in everybody else's face. So try and be comfortable and bring the things that you need if you do experience a breakdown. And if you do experience a breakdown, the safest thing to do is, stay on the side of the road, stay in your vehicle, with your seatbelt fastened, and then call for help. It's not every situation we're able to do that, but in most, that's the general recommendation. So your situation may be different, but if possible, side of the road as far over to the right as you can in your car with your seatbelt on. Do make sure if you're off the road that your tailpipe is clear of snow. So that's one situation you do actually have to get out of your car, but just for a second to check, make sure that there's no snow backing up against the tailpipe, because that carbon monoxide can actually leach back into your vehicle and cause terrible things. So make sure that's clear. Use that snow shovel to clear it out. And if you can't clear it out, you need to leave your car off or your window cracked to let fresh air mix in there. Aside from prep and things to keep in there and what to do, some winter driving habits. We've already had quite a bit of winter driving incidents and winter weather this year. I'm personally hoping for a white Christmas. I always like that, but it brings its own bit of challenges. So it's important to remember our winter driving skills. And we saw, and it's human nature, we forget about it. The first snow, it's difficult. You leave a little bit too little time, you're trying to go a little too fast and you slide, and it's not a good situation. So just remember those winter driving skills, and even just a little bit of snow or when it's really cold, black ice can appear and cause really dangerous situations. So Like Mark said too, it's important to get there, but it's more important to get there safely. So leave extra time if you're driving in winter weather. Control your speed. Leave extra space between you and the vehicle, not only in front of you, but we call it kind of a donut of space. So leave as much room around your vehicle as you can, to the sides, to the rear. And you can do that by controlling your speed, lane changes, and things like that. But make sure you have space around your vehicle. You don't want to be right up next to another vehicle as you're traveling down the road. And again, leave extra time. Look further down the road than you normally might. Kind of look for things that are off to the side of the road, traffic hazards, bad weather coming up, slowing traffic. Just really pay attention. Don't drive distracted, and leave extra time and space for you when you're out there. And just the last thing I want to mention, I mentioned look ahead for, you know, maybe roadside breakdowns or something like that. New York State, as well as all 50 states now, have a slow down move over law. It's a law, yes, but it's really a safety factor for people who work on the side of the road. So this includes tow truck drivers, garbage trucks, obviously law enforcement, but it also extends to anybody with a breakdown on the side of the road. So the law is anybody on the side of the road with their hazards on, or, you know, emergency lights flashing. So yellow, red, blue, clear on occasion. You have to at least slow down or move over if it's safe to do so. And the reason, because that's those people's office. You know, we think about the DOT workers, you know, we've all seen the sign, slow down, my mommy works here. That's true. That's their office. So please give them space. When you see something on the side of the road or construction zones, slow down, move over a lane if it's safe to do so, and just kind of promote everybody's safety out on the road so we can all have a great Christmas. So, and then last thing, sorry, I said the last thing was the last thing, but I never want to forget about if you do need help, AAA.com or the mobile app is the best way to get a hold of us. Not only if you need help, but it also gives you gas prices, lowest gas prices around you. So it's got some other benefit there. So download that app if you don't have it. So, now, so I'll turn it over to Valerie.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much, Dan. That is lots of really helpful information before everybody starts getting their cars ready to hit the road. You know, the holidays are supposed to be a time of joy and cheer, but they can also be stressful and overwhelming, especially if you're rushing. I know we've talked a lot about packing that patience, but, you know, as an advocate for traffic safety, AAA is urging drivers to keep calm, follow those traffic laws, please avoid distractions, and of course, never drive when impaired. New research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety finds that unsafe driving behaviors such as speeding, red light running, drowsy driving, and driving while impaired by alcohol or cannabis still remain alarmingly high. Road rage is also a growing concern, and I know that's something that we're going to be seeing a little bit with these last minute holiday shoppers or maybe trying to get to our destinations on time. But the fact is 27% of drivers surveyed admitted to running a red light, and 22% admitted to aggressive behaviors such as tailgating or weaving through traffic dangerously. Everyone wants to get that perfect gift, and emotions can run high this time of year, but minor frustrations, whether it is in the parking lot or on the road, can quickly turn deadly. Drivers should never respond to aggression with more aggression. Please slow down, stay patient, and give yourself that extra time. And if someone else is being aggressive on the road, you know, give them that space to maybe get out of the way. Save yourself the hassle of being trapped into maybe what is their bad mood that day. And I know we already mentioned it, that 109.5 million Americans are going to be driving to their destinations this holiday season. With that many vehicles on the road, it is critical that drivers stay focused. Please put the phone down. Distracted driving claims 9 lives every single day in the U.S. And distraction isn't just texting. It includes eating while driving, adjusting the radio, using GPS navigation, or even talking on speakerphone. December is also National Impaired Driving Prevention Month, so that is why we're talking about it. Not only are we all hitting the road, but now is the time to keep in mind that the numbers are still very alarming. According to NHTSA, nearly 5,000 people were killed in drunk driving crashes during the month of December between 2019 and 2023. And that includes more than 1,000 deaths in December of last year alone. Drunk driving deaths have increased 22% since 2019, meaning roughly every 85 seconds, someone is killed or injured in an impaired driving crash. And that is why AAA, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Waymo are urging drivers to plan ahead before celebrations begin next week. Please choose a designated driver, use a rideshare or taxi, maybe stay with a friend or at a nearby hotel if you do plan to drink or even use drugs. Hosts are encouraged to also offer non-alcoholic options, help their guests plan a safe ride home, and please step in if someone is clearly too impaired to drive home safely. Please celebrate safely this holiday season. It is now my pleasure to introduce AAA Insurance Manager Dave Kirst, who has insurance tips and advice to avoid holiday mishaps this season. Take it away,
Thanks,
Dave.
Val. Oh, thank you, Valerie. As you pointed out, this time of year can be festive and stressful, but can also be dangerous with accidents and injuries on the rise. And that's why I come here to share some tips from AAA Insurance. First, with some home tips. Unfortunately, we see a large increase of house fires over the holiday season, with decorations often being placed too close to heat sources. If you have a real tree, make sure you water that every day. Dry trees, burning candles, or broken holiday lights can all lead to house fires. If you're hosting a holiday celebration, please keep an eye on cooking or even appoint an assistant to help avoid those kitchen fires. Make sure that you're also keeping your door locked. Santa's always welcome to come in through the chimney, but unlocked doors and windows are often to blame for unwanted gift removals. And make sure you're locking up that car as well as your residence. Theft is a covered loss under most insurance plans. You want to make sure that it's a maintain an up-to-date inventory of all those new purchases to make sure things don't get overlooked at the time of a claim. Now, as far as your car goes, if you're rushing out to do some last-minute shopping or returning gifts after the holidays, please use caution on the roads and while in those parking lots as well. While you're out there battling it to get into the mall, your car's at the mercy of careless drivers, runaway shopping carts, and even the elements, broken taillights, door dings, and even hail damage is prevalent this time of year and may be covered under your auto policy with comprehensive coverage. Also, a big issue with cars right now is December remains one of the top months for animal collisions, most notably deer. Crowded roadways, winter weather, dark driving, it can all make it difficult to see and avoid animals that dart across the road. Animal collision can cause significant vehicle damage and injury as well, but the associated repair costs on those are typically covered with that comprehensive coverage I mentioned earlier. And always watch your speed. It may be tempting to speed to save some time, but the facts just don't support it. Even minor increases in speed can have deadly repercussions. Driving 80 miles an hour instead of 75 on a 100-mile stretch of road will only save 5 minutes, which is hardly worth that risk. Speeding may feel faster, but often leads to tragedy. Controlling your speed allows you to avoid tickets, subsequent points on your license, and even possible insurance rates. And also, don't drive drowsy. Driving on only 4 to 5 hours of sleep is just as dangerous as driving with a 0.08 blood alcohol content, which is legal intoxication. Less than 4 hours, that risk doubles. So remember to travel during hours which you're normally awake and take breaks every couple hours on those road trips. You always want to stay refreshed on those roads. And if you do happen to get in an accident, make sure that you have your insurance cards with you. Hopefully, you're not going to need to use them, but you always want to be prepared. If you do get involved in a car crash, make sure to report it to the police and also to your insurance company promptly. And drivers or homeowners who may need an insurance review or insurance quotes to make sure they do have all those proper coverages can always reach out to us at AAA.com/insurance. We hope you have a safe and holiday season. And now I'm going to pass things back to Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Wow, that was a lot of information on a lot of topics. So what we were trying to do was provide you with a lot of different sound on different topics so you have content to use throughout the holiday season. I just wanted to point out a couple things. One of the things we talked about with air travel, with the 8 million people traveling by air. So this is the first time on record that year-end holiday air travel will surpass 8 million. It's 8.03 million to be exact. So just by a smidgen, we're setting a brand new record, the most air travelers for the year-end holidays ever on record. So that's something to keep in mind. And also, we talked a lot about people traveling, going on vacations, but also you have to consider all the people going shopping, grocery shopping, you know, go visit loved ones, out to celebrate. That just means more and more people on the road. So like we said, share these tips with your loved ones. Try to keep everyone safe this holiday season. That's what our message is. And another reason people might be on the roads this weekend is going to Cleveland for the Bills game. So if you consider the travel from Bills Stadium to Brown Stadium, it's less than 3 hours. It's about 190 miles. So it's definitely doable. So a lot of Bills fans are expected to head to Cleveland this weekend as well. That's going to add to the traffic congestion too. So just a reminder to everyone to be safe. At this time, we'll open it up to questions. If anyone has any questions, you can put them in the chat or just feel free to chime in.
Just two things from me. For the flights, is it also December 20th and the 26th for the busiest days?
Definitely people kicking off the holiday leaving on December 20th. So 20th and 21st expected to be busy at the airport. But then also people celebrating Christmas at home and then leaving on vacation on the days following Christmas, 26th, 27th. If you look at hotel rates for a variety of different popular places, New Year's Eve is a really popular place where people want to be at that at a destination for New Year's Eve to be able to celebrate that. So air travel is going to be busy throughout the week, but those will be some of the peak days this weekend and then right after Christmas as well.
And I know we spoke about safety on the roads, but is AAA also monitoring some winter weather that's kind of heading northeast for the Christmas travel period?
Yeah, there's a possibility some freezing rain and some other things. So AAA has a storm team. And so we keep track of the weather and keep an eye on that and make sure that we have different people on standby and different crews as far as people on the phones and then also crews out on the road as well. So that's why we are sharing that important winter driving advice that Dan kind of touched on. And one of the things to keep in mind, controlling your speed is going to be one of the number one things that you can do when you're on the road. If you're on icy, snowy conditions, that way you're going to have better control of your vehicle. And like you said, leave that space around the vehicle so you can react to other cars. If you do happen to slide, try to stay calm. I know it's stressful. Stay calm, apply steady braking, and steer in the direction you want to go. That should help you avoid a spin out on the roads.
Is there any air impact from that winter weather?
Well, that's always a possibility. And last weekend, for instance, New York City airports got hit with snow and it snarled a lot of traffic for a lot of people. So sometimes that just happens and people have to be prepared for that. Beth, did you have any advice for people if their flight is impacted by weather?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing we always tell people is be prepared, you know, plan for the worst, hope for the best. You know, one of the big reasons, you know, keep as much as you can in your carry-on, that way you have access to it immediately. And then also make sure you have those contact numbers handy for the airlines. You know, if you're traveling with somebody, have someone go stand in line to get to the desk agent, but have someone else calling to try to get through. And then if you book your travel through AAA, you can always call us and we're happy to help. Travel insurance also helps with weather delays if you end up stuck somewhere. So it's just kind of knowing what routes you can possibly take. And just, again, pack your patience, make sure, you know, you give yourself plenty of time. It's one of the reasons we don't encourage really short layovers, especially this time of year. Plan ahead, download the app, sign up for notifications, and have as much information at your disposal before you travel as possible.
Yeah, great advice there. And also, we've seen some scams where people go to their airline's website in a rush, in a hectic situation at the airport, and they're actually going to a fake website and they're putting in like credit card information. Make sure you're going to your airline's legitimate website if you're trying to make any changes from the airport. So there are unfortunately scammers out there, especially at holiday time.
Thank you all so much. That is through all the questions I have. I have lots of notes, plenty of great information from you all. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions?
Nope. You all got it. Got me covered.
Okay, so if there's anything else anyone wants to point out or any other questions, we'll give you a second here if anyone wants to chime in. Valerie, do we have any in the chat?
Nothing so far.
Okay. Okay, so I mean, we provided a lot of information. We will also send a link out with the press releases for holiday time. And like we said, a lot of hustle and bustle, a lot of people getting out there. Avoid that road rage like you heard today. It's a very joyous time, but also a very stressful time for a lot of people. So try to keep that in mind. And from all of us here at AAA, we hope you have a very happy and safe holiday season. Thanks so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.